So looking at honor, and we have a couple of things to look at today. A couple of things to look at today on honor.
Amen. Matthew 28, we'll just delve straight into what we have. Matthew 28, from verse 18 and 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power," that's what authority, exousia, "is given unto me in heaven and in the earth." He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the age," or end of the world. Amen. So use that word, teaching them. Teaching them. So we say that word teaching there is the word didasco, right? So that's the word didasco, didasco. I will call it didasco, didasco. That's the word, the act of teaching itself. That's very activity of teaching. That verb, when you teach, is called didasco, the act of teaching itself. I will say, teaching is primary. We'll take on something else tomorrow along the line of teaching. That's the word didache. We started looking at it. Amen. So we said, teaching is primary in the local church. Hallelujah. Right? We said teaching is primary in the local church. Very primary. It should be primary in the local church. That, you know, it should be that primary that I said to us that every activity of the believer gravitates towards how he or she is taught. Right? So everything in a Christian faith should be taught. Should be taught. You don't leave any stone unturned. Should be taught. Hallelujah. Amen. Why are you sitting on the chair? Where are you sitting on the chair? Amen. Amen. So, you know, it's very vital. So every activity in the local church itself must be taught. Everything. So you don't say, "Oh, this one," you don't assume. Now that is very, very, and for us who are discipling people, you must be very, very particular about that. You don't assume. Don't assume. Your disciple knows anything. Or knows it. Don't assume. Jesus. Hope I heard you. Assumption in discipleship or in the local church is very, very wrong. You don't tend to assume for or that your disciples know something. Teach everything. Amen. Don't say, "No, they know what it's right for." They know that they should know now that saying wakai is wrong. No, teach it. Then you know it's wrong. Amen. Amen. They should know how, they should know that they're supposed to pray. How? You are ignoring us pray. I said they should know. No, don't ask me. Amen. Teach it. That very act of teaching, because the whole activity of the believer is tied. How a believer will respond to things is tied to how he or she has been taught. How a believer will walk in the earth is tied to how he or she has been taught. So, I see this way. A believer shouldn't joke with how he or she is taught. Don't joke with it. You know, since the beginning of this one, I began to tell us that how you receive God's word and how you are giving God's word is very important. These two are important. Do you understand me? Amen. Surely, drop your pen if you are carrying the baby. It's vital. Drop the pen down. If you are trying to drop the pen down, just like very vital. So, the believer, you don't say he or she is supposed to know. No, don't do that. Don't assume that your believer knows that they need to come to church on time. Oh, teach. Don't assume that they know that they should be in the service 10 minutes or 15 before the service. Hope you are following me. There are things many times we keep assuming. No. Make sure you teach it.
Amen. Amen. I heard this about Pastor Chris Christ. And he spent about, he taught on punctuality. Punctuality. And he used about 57 sessions to teach punctuality. And it's not as accident. Punctuality, there are different knowledge to be important. But it's only 57 sessions. Amen. Don't assume. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. So if a believer is not taught well, if a believer is not taught properly, he will not turn out well.
That one is a tough question. Before you begin to talk about how did he even receive what he was taught?
Do you get it? But first of all, if he's not taught well, you know that chicken, he can't come out well. Because the intake is bad.
Do you understand?
Amen. Amen. So it's very vital. Very vital, you're taught. And part of the things that we are taught is what we call Christian virtues. Yes, there are things called Christian virtues. I put it like this. There are things called the Christian culture. There's a Christian virtue, the Christian culture.
Hallelujah. The Christian culture is called the culture of God's word, the virtues of God's word.
Christian culture. Christian culture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And the Christian culture is something that the believer, like we said last time, must consistently and constantly uphold. Must uphold the Christian culture. There is the Christian culture. Instead of there's a Christian culture, a Christian virtue, there's what we call the worldly virtues.
They are worldly virtues, they are worldly culture, and they are Christian culture.
Okay,
the Christian culture.
A worldly culture. But the believer must constantly and consistently uphold the Christian virtues.
And Christian virtues is found in the world. It's found in the world, in the written world, and must be taught. Watch it, must be taught. So you teach Christian virtue. You teach. You don't assume your member should know.
Hallelujah. So we're dealing with honor, right? Right? Honor.
I like to put like a little gist on honor, because it's a short piece. A little gist around one. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So one of such virtue, Christian virtue, is honor virtue. Honor. Honor.
We call it time in the Greek. Time. Or spell time. T-I-M, it was pronounced time.
I would say that word honor is used for a price. A price. Something valuable. Priceless, something valuable,
something sacred,
something priceless that is sacred, something priceless that is sacred. Hallelujah. So ask the question. The believer must consistently and constantly know what God has put his honor on, right? What God has placed his price on.
You must know.
And that's what we are looking at. You must know.
Glory to God.
You must know. In 1 Corinthians, we saw that chapter 6 verse 20 the last time. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. You see, therefore ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit which are God. So you are bought with a price. Talking to the church in Corinth. So he's speaking to believers. He said you are bought with God's honor, God's price, God's name. Did you see that? Amen. Chapter 7 verse 23. He repeats it again. He said you are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Did you see that? You are bought with a price. Glorify God in your body. You are bought with a price.
Hallelujah.
You are bought with a price.
Very much.
So God's honor is on his men. Watch it. Amen. God's honor is on who?
On his men. On his men. We heard on his men.
We said last time that God uses men, right? Right? God uses men. His men. God uses his men. Right? But say God's honor is on his men. He's on the men God uses. God uses men. And that is God's strategy, we said. God's strategy is that God will always use men from the Genesis. God will use men from the Genesis. Hallelujah. God will use men.
Glory to God.
In the days of Noah, God wanted to save men from the flood that was impending. What did he use?
He used man.
Is that he used one?
Is that he wanted to save men from an impending?
He used men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jacob was in famine.
Was it? Jacob was in famine in Israel.
They were in famine. And how did he save men? He used Jacob. He had sent Jacob earlier on to Egypt. Let's leave how Jacob got to Egypt, but Jacob finally was in Egypt. Right? God used, I mean, Joseph, sorry. Let's leave how Joseph got to Egypt, but finally Joseph arrived in Egypt. And God used Joseph to do what? To save Israel. Do you see that? God will use men.
Amen.
Amen. God will use men. God will always, always use men. Sometimes, something is front of what we're going to see, that he will also use men who are not even saved.
To save saved.
Hallelujah. And when he uses men who are not saved to save, God will also expect you to honor those unsaved men.
Well, we're going to look at that one next week.
And it's a very vital slant that we usually take our eyes away from. Amen? It's a slant. We usually take our eyes away from it. In the days of Abraham, where did God send Abraham to? He listened. He used man. And the king now wanted to colonize
Sarah. Ah! Abraham killed my sister.
Amen. I don't know for what is right. But God used man. You see that? God will always use men. See? And when God wanted to rescue, look at how interesting God is. He led Jacob to Egypt. Is that the leading of the Spirit? He led Jacob to Egypt. And Jacob was led to Egypt. Yes. After a while, the nine entered captivity in the land God led them to. So God now needed to rescue them. Let's say to them. See Jacob now. Amen. He led Jacob to Egypt.
I know what I'm talking about now. He led Jacob to Egypt. Is Israel not Jacob? Or is Jacob not Israel?
Amen. So after a while, Jacob was now in captivity in the land God led him to. Amen. Now God now wanted to rescue them. Who did he use? Who is he? If our God said, with an outstretched arm, God rescued you. Who was the person God used? Who was God? Who was that God outstretched arm?
Moses.
God will lose his name.
So God did not know that he must recognize those men
that are believers. Or he must recognize believers. Because God will always use believers. And one thing that believers always fail to notice is the fact that they think they can choose for God who God should choose, who God will use for them. No. You don't tell God who to use. Do you get it? You don't. You don't tell God who to use. So they want to choose for God. No, is this person that I want God to use to use? No. You can't do that. Amen. So that means you must be up-spirited in your honor work. across believers, not just St. Pavilion Church. Listen to that. Across believers in different denominations. You are walking in honor. So when you have honor, it's not towards St. Pavilion Church members alone. Amen? Amen? You are walking in honor so that you are all spirited about us. Some people just want to honor people in their local assembly. And every other person just talk to them. No, walk in honor. Amen? Amen? Let's walk in honor. You understand? God used Moses. God wanted to make, after God has rejected Saul, he wanted to make David king. Who did he use to anoint David? Samuel. He used men. You see that? Watch the trend. From Genesis. God will always use men. Wanted to rescue Lot, he made Abraham to pray. Watch that. And that is God. Made it happen. Samuel, and I mean, he wanted to get Samuel's attention. Who did he use? Which person's voice did he use? Eli's voice. Aaron Eli. We're going to get there. Amen. Aaron Eli used his voice. Amen. Jesus had an encounter. Paul had an encounter with Jesus. Jesus was done talking. No. Yet, who did Jesus use? Ananias. Amen. To get him filled up, he needed Ananias. This is that Jesus needed Ananias. God will always use men, because that is what is available to man. Amen. So when you see people now talk anyhow, oh, as though they are the ones that control time and control how God will use men. No. Amen. Go. Why are you looking like that? What are you writing? Okay. Amen. Word of God?
Yes.
God will always use men. So, men, believers, right? Was that what I said? Believers. Always use men. So, you must honor them. Amen. You must do what? Honor. Honor. And honor them will mean respect them. Respect is in honor. Honor them will mean you will respect them. You respect them. God's honor is on them. Amen. You will respect them. Respect me. Respect brethren. Respect brethren. Amen. So we were somewhere last week in 1 Timothy chapter 5. We got there last week. 1 Timothy 5. Sorry. Verse 7 says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. So he spoke about the elders. Right? The elders. Those who have oversight over you. He said, double honor. In Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. It says in verse 7, say, remember those who watch over you, who have spoken the word of God, whose faith you follow, consider the end of their conversation. Right? But that is verse 7. Look at verse 17. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves for the watch over your souls. They must give account that that thou may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. Say, obey them. This is that obey them. You have such instructions to over those, on those who have the oversight function on you. Give them double honor. Is that give them double honor. Give them double honor. Double honor. Amen.
So then God also uses, listen, I think God uses men,
right? Right? So you must, God places honor on men. So you must do what? Honor men, right? And I told her that there's a slant, and that slant includes those who are not even born again. Right?
You must not have respect for elders. In fact, Bible teaches us to have respect for elders.
You don't talk to elders anyhow. Even nature, as Paul too also will use that, even nature teaches you.
Respect to your elders.
Amen.
But honor.
Honor doesn't mean,
okay, let me not get there. That's not possible. Amen.
But you must respect people. Amen? You must respect people. Respect people. Respect parents. Respect people. Then he has a double honor for those who labor over you. Isn't that?
Amen? Respect people. You respect the government. They are powerful. Yeah, the children. Respect the government.
Are you a believer? A believer,
you see someone else. Let me not say brother. This is the point. Okay, you don't know the meaning of that. Don't know
what. I'm just singing a believer. What's the place of honor, respect, and better is working for you?
The one thing that you mustn't do. Is to lose people's health.
This is just natural.
When you see people's health, this advantage,
right?
Okay, so
don't you lose health because they are sick in the body. Now you just go yap them. That is evil. Somebody died and so many people are clapping. Hey, thank you. I mean, that is evil. Even if the person is ill, you don't get sick. Even if the person is ill, you should mourn because that person has family that will be mourning. You don't know. Even the wicked people are people that love them. Don't you know? Even the hardy are people that love them. Amen.
Amen.
Even the hardy. So,
what are you doing? The hundred people that love you, you that don't things you don't do.
Glory to God. That is insulting someone because he's not fine. Not feeling fine. Not be happy with that. That's extreme. That is lack of manners. That is wound training. Wound training is deficient.
I'm not also trying to get extreme. You must have sense.
On the other too. Like I said, I'll show you that this. On top of it. It's not even Christian at all. At all. Amen? Amen?
See. Okay.
Even authorities. Paul spoke about authorities. You submit yourself to authorities. There are ways you can now leadership and offer doesn't mean most times on those kind of things might not disagree. We can disagree, but it doesn't mean you should abuse. Become abusive. Come from where we come very abusive. Very abusive. Say, I'm defending God. How? How are you defending God like that? Say, we'll keep quiet. They will Islamize our nation. One person will Islamize the nation. We should collect your certificate and take it back to the school. And tell the school to calculate your school fees and give you back. One person will Islamize the nation.
that is an Islamic idea.
It's not possible.
As long as it was possible years ago, later on, the glue that is not possible. How will you be? So you will be sleeping. Right? You will be sleeping. Are you not in this country? Are you not born again? Don't you have gospel with you? Don't you have the gospel? What do you preach? So why are you here?
Amen.
So stop nonsense. Hallelujah.
Come here with me. Stop nonsense. Your camera. Not possible.
Glory to God.
So they got this internet. Believers, non-believers. That means, see, I'm trying to tell you, have respect for people.
How I tell you, have respect for people. Then those of the household of faith,
believers,
right?
Believers,
respect them more. Honor them more.
You guys don't say, hey, it's not a sense pavilion church in my head.
Why would I respect you? Are you saying pavilion church?
No.
I am a... Yeah? Why would I respect you?
No.
Amen. You're not taught that way. You are taught to respect. See, let it be a... It's a Christian culture, yes. But it is the culture of our local church. Now, we're not raising men who are unruly. We're raising men that when you see them on the feet, that feet are the pastor. I can boldly say, my members will not go online and talk to them. Because you are taught how to respect people. Amen. Even if you see that online, they are dragging me. Don't fight for me. Amen. Because I'm not praying for you. Concentrate. Do the work of me. Amen. Because in my family, they are dragging. We are dragging. Am I dragged? Am I dragged? Amen. Okay, well, one thing that you should rest assured is that I will not get into anything that will put the name of God in shame.
I got you. But no one, see the way that you don't allow them to be drag.
So don't get, the pastor you are dragging. You're not be crying for your pastor.
But that means you have left the ball.
Amen.
I'm preparing you.
There we go. Love me, I'm rushing.
Amen. I'm not praying to you, I'm praying to God. So don't defend me from that. Should be there.
Amen. Just go about ministry.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 You don't come and
no, I'm writing in defense of Pastor Snatos, my pastor. No, I put
unnecessary. Amen. It's unnecessary. Amen. Just respect it. Just say, look,
you are mad. You are mad for insulting my pastor. Two wrong can never make you right.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah. So don't go online and allow your emotions to fly.
Hope you're hearing me.
Like I said, it's a little gift on money.
What about if men are disrespecting me?
Respect them.
If men are dishonoring me, don't dishonor back. Amen. Your response to dishonor shouldn't be dishonor. If not, if your response to dishonor is dishonor, then you are in the same error as the person you think is the error.
Okay, following.
Saul dishonored David. But did David dishonor back? No! Saul disrespected David. He threw a javelin at him. Look at that. But did David disrespect back? No! No! So my response to dishonor is not dishonor. Peter betrayed Jesus. That is dishonor. I told someone one day, I said, what is the difference between betrayer and denier? It's just verbiage. It's just use of words. They are both betrayer. But one has to sell for money. The other one has to run. They have to lie, deny you. It's not betrayer.
What you need your friend in money?
Is not an English name. No, you don't know. Mr. Bola Oruke. Oruke? Oruwa? No, now. Have me? No, I don't even know her. But you know the mother. Is that I have never seen any Oru in my life. That was not Jesus. And that was not Judas. Peter did so Jesus. And Jesus was the enemy. Is that not betrayal? They were seeing you with me. They were seeing your picture. She's not picture with you on her bed. They said, begging me. I've never been a better bed in my life. Ha! I was one thing that was with you and you don't hear anything. Maybe God just look. Jesus just turned back. Ah! Man of God, I will die with you. That's why I told Jesus just few hours ago. Say, anywhere you go, I go. I die, you die, I die. I will die for you. If you eat, see my house. Everything changed. And you saw. Yeah. But you know what? Jesus didn't pay back the denier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way Jesus was is, he would deny him. He would deny him in front of the Father. He would just say, I don't know you. He don't even understand the import of what Jesus said.
He didn't understand.
He said, so why did he do it to Peter? In fact, the first name he mentioned is Peter. That's how you respond to this problem. Or denial. He said, he told the women that came, he said, go and tell my disciples and Peter. He singled out Peter. He came and was angry and then he called Peter out and had a personal conversation with him. He didn't tell Peter, hey, it is you. Shall I warn you? The one who told you running like that, shall I warn you? Say, you saw what you cost me. You know, he didn't do that now. He did not count the disease. He didn't do it. Don't even know how to keep God. No! That's not a Christian virtue. No! That's not a Christian virtue. That's keeping God. In fact, the way you be saying it, with the anger in which it is coming out, the film in which it is coming out, even people will say, he was hot, They say, you evil. If I tell you the system of the heart because of what you did to me, yes, I should forgive you. It's not only for me. It's not only for me, forgive you. Now, I will never forgive you. For my, dead body. Believer. For my dead body. Believer. Believer. No. You don't pay back this honor with this honor. Amen. You don't pay back disrespect with being disrespectful. You know there's this thing that people do also. Or somebody disrespected you. You now tell you now do double disrespecting. You no longer respect the person. And then you now tell people don't respect that person. Don't tell their children. Don't talk to that woman, that woman. Disrespect. This is not only disrespect. Respect is reciprocal. You respect them, I respect you. It's one more. Some things are daft when people are saying. Anything. What is on it? It's respect him back. You know, they just have good money, sir. No, they go, hey, it's going to be that they rock you. No. I did have someone one time that died. Say, hey, because I'm happy, then don't worry about it. No, I have to clear my mind. Don't hear it. I'm at this. Don't worry about it. Then no more. This is not pain. I don't have that kind of hope. Amen. That's you did it. Then you can tell me. Amen. You are born of God. How about it's called Christian virtue? That was like this in our everyday life.
But some people have told me that they are surprised that they talk about it in this video.
What am I going to talk about? What am I talking about? What is the spirit of God in this strategy? That's all.
Amen?
There's no brother like that.
He's not talking about it. I won't call you again.
Love, yes, but this is something so painful.
Hey, let's talk. Last year, I've lived with my mother for about 5 years. After that, I'm caught.
I got his number. I laid hold on his number. I called somebody that called somebody that called his brother. His brother gave his number. And I called his brother. And I called him. He was alright. I didn't even mention what he me naturally. If you ask me, if he passes 24 hours, I forget. I went in today. I can't even place hold on one day. It only happens now. If by tomorrow I'll talk about it, I'll tell you. Because I can't even keep this in my hand. This is how it happened. When I said that, I said, I shan't even remember. I think. Just after now, you know. I will now put, imagine I'm putting everybody that I did that hurt me in my heart. I'll have gray hair in it. Long gray hair.
Yeah,
you're thinking of me, huh? I don't have diary. Today, brother, Abel. Amen. 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 Even the ones that said awful things about me, that were part of church, have never reminded them of it. You can ask them. I've never. I knew the role some people played years back. In all the crisis we had in church, I didn't talk to them about it. They do not know that I knew what it is. Because it wasn't relevant. Amen. Amen. So, also to God uses places. Now, they don't use this place. God uses places. And those places, he places values on them. Amen. He places values on them, on places. Oh, I feel like this. Let me use our places for now, but let me also put it like this. God places his value on gatherings.
That is better.
Amen. On the gatherings of believers. Those places to gather. God places his value on the gatherings of believers. God places his values, his honor on believers' gathering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at John 2. Jesus told a statement here in the temple. Amen. John 2, 19. So Jesus said to them, destroy this temple, and in 2 days I will raise it up. Okay. Verse 16, I missed it up. Verse 16, I already write 16, I already write it. And he said to them, that stole those, take these things, make not my father's house the house of merchandise. You see that? Make not my father's house. That is the word oikia there, used for a family. Though he was pointing to
Jerusalem, the temple there, and he said, make not, and that is like a symbol. He said, make not my father's house. Talking about Jerusalem, a house of merchandise. You see that? So he calls my father's house. So make it not a house of merchandise. That is when Marcus writes about it, it's not a den of thieves. Do you understand me? A den of thieves. What is merchandise? So that means the father's family, which is the gathering of believers, has the honor of the father of it. Do you see that? Honor of the father. That means I must treat it sacred. Now, in the context of what Jesus is saying, and if you are known, in the context of what Jesus is saying, when he said, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. Now, it's actually a description of the temple. Now, he wasn't inside the temple.
he was at the point where the Gentiles now buy, now do what is called, how did he get called? It's known to do a pledge. Where you give the pledge and then you are now collecting back the pledge? Redeem. Thank you. So, watch. In the temple. Now, the Gentiles are not allowed into the temple. Right? They're not allowed into the temple. So they have a, so they have, and then they also have the spot where they will get to. Gentiles who are in Israel, who are not Israel by birth. So he comes, Jesus comes to that wall of barrier, right? Where the Gentiles can now come to redeem. No, Gentiles were not here, so they can come by over and then go out there and do their sacrifice, but they can't come into the temple. You just get to that place where that exchange takes place. You get me? That exchange takes place between the Jews and the Gentiles, where they buy and now that place of exchange, he gets there and then he breaks, just like he's breaking that wall of partition. You see that? So don't make it a house of merchandise. Do you see that? So he gives that in illustration. Remember I told her that this is a teaching meeting. He was not, he didn't just get there and somebody said Jesus was angry. He now carried the rod and began to flog everybody. Ha! They will beat you. So that he went to Ushu. Jesus did not flog anybody. Those kids, boys brigade used to do. You flog me with a very kunu. I even beat anybody. You see, I get it. No, it was a teaching session. And how do you know it was a teaching session? Look at how he started. Look at what he said afterwards. You see that? Look at what he said afterwards. He now went to verse 19. And now said, destroy this temple. So it is a teaching. So he's teaching just like the way he would teach. He now gets there. He now points out his illustration. It was in the temple. Right? Read other two wrote it. So he go to the temple when he was teaching. Now he now gave them an illustration. Right? So he overturned their tables. This is that overturned their tables. Now said to them, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. Now, when Mark was to pick that, he didn't put make not my father's house in the house of merchandise. Did all people can see alone. He did not say, my father's house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. Why the change of verbiage between John, Mark, Matthew and Luke? Why was that change? Others put my father's house shall be a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. Did you see that? Now, John now puts, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. Did he not put a house of prayer for every nation? Why that? I need you to think. So it was a teaching note. It was a teaching. So they were using subject matter. Did you see that? While others brought out two scriptures where Jesus was reading from, right? John just stick to it. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. So it was a subject matter. So they think that they would do a subject matter that would make you read. This is that make you go back to it. So Jesus was doing something. So what did he now do? He now overturned it. To show you that this is what I will do in the resurrection. In the resurrection, he says, destroy this temple and I'll build it up. Do you see that? Amen. So in the resurrection, God will now said there is no partition in it. There's no Jew, Gentile. Stop. There's no partition. He broke that wall of partition. Did you see that? So there's no that wall of partition again. That wall of partition is not holiness of God. I've heard somebody explain that. Is the holiness of God from the individual? Say that partition. No. No. Amen. Because he knew, Paul knew what he was talking about. Amen.
Amen.
That there's no more, this is Gentile. No, 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 no. The Gentile and the Jew is they are now one in Christ. This is that. So there's no that partition again where there's now exchange and no. It's no longer there. It's now the house of prayer. Now look at how others will now talk about this. What did us did here to overcome these tables and then making not the house of merchandise. What would they now say? A house of prayer for all nations. All nations include Jew and Gentile. They are making you see that what Jesus was talking about was that there's not going to be that partitioning again. This is that there's not going to be that partitioning again. Amen. Okay. It's very vital you see too. So but it shows you when it says making up the house of merchandise, and then we say Mark will say the house of prayer for all nations, it shows you what God places his value on, that gathering where there is no distinction. When I mean distinction, where there is no separation of Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor. No. They are one in Christ. Hallelujah. We are in him completely. That's what it is. Hallelujah. So he brings out that fact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God puts honor in the garden. In the garden. We will explore it. Put honor on the garden. So how I choose the garden is very vital. I must respect the garden. Respect it. How you treat it will show and how you handle the gathering, how you talk about the gathering, how you regard it. Amen. Amen. The psalmist will say, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You see that? Into the house of the Lord. Let us go. I was glad. Hallelujah. And what God is doing in the earth is his gathering. It's happening on the earth. So God please. Place value on the church. So how you treat it is important. How you attain it is important. What you talk about the church is important. How you address the local church is important. Not just the local church. If you hear me, not just state pavilion church. How you address the local church itself is important. How you see it is important. So when you understand this truth, it will be difficult for a believer to want to take on another local church. Why would you want to do this? That church, there is a prayer fire. This is your problem. I don't understand. Amen. And she has to share something with us. He says, imagine you are God. You know you are not God. Imagine you are God. Let me use because you are this. But imagine you are God. And this guy, sickness. Yeah. All he knows is fire. Mountain, just fire. How do he doesn't know the world? No fire. He just believes his enemy must die. His enemy doesn't die, he's not satisfied. But yet, he's out on the field. He's praying like that and he's always out on the field. Winning to me. And then this guy, one man. He knows the world. He's not used to pray. He's not there, but then he go follow. But you know what? Doesn't know the world. Like this guy. What man on the call? He knows Greek, Hebrew, he will draw the diagram of scripture and say, no, he's not pronounced the gasco. He's pronounced Gigasco. He will tell you the whole thing. He knows it, but you know what? He doesn't want. For 5 years, there are no more one soul. Amen?
Amen.
You know, they can take on anybody, they can take on this and no? You are a zero man. That word there is the word. Yes. Say no. is fire from, it's called thunder, the thunder fire of the Holy Ghost. You don't know, there is zero man. You don't know the word. But yet, this man that is calling zero man, this man goes out of the back. And you wonder, only you know how to give the, you also know how to build people online and say, how can this zero man? The only person died. They're reaching your pocket. Zero man! You, I don't give back. Yes, he doesn't give in church.
What you do?
He doesn't give.
I'm not saying he doesn't give.
But he doesn't give in church. Doesn't he? He's never accountable to any church. Okay, maybe he's not also a pastor. So he doesn't even give. Zero man, what is that? We give from the bottom of our heart. And yet, we do not give your money nothing. What you do? And you have God. Who will you give your spirit? Who will you give the grace of your spirit upon? Him or him? Why?
For the man of the field.
He's the man of the field! Did you see that? And you are there taking on his zero man. And yet his church is growing and your church is just two or three are gathered. Did you see that? See, why is that? The one we are attacking him, his church is growing. Why would he grow? He's the one of the field. You are the one looking for his members to give, to scatter word. Say, let me tell you, no, let me give you that word. No, open the Genesis 1. Tell you what God is doing. No, look at it again. That word there is to whom or for whom. I mean, you don't know God. It's talking about, the word earth there is the word earth. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's a supernatural word view. Man of God, want to see his member. Go to the field. Did you see that? Did you see that? So you discover that you keep doing church evangelism, he is doing evangelism. And God's grace is upon him, not you. Why? They're not doing the work. So the work is not Greek and Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
Christian work is not Greek and Hebrew. It's inclusive though. I'm not saying it is not inclusive though. Amen. Don't quote me out of context. So it's inclusive though. But he's on the field. What are you hearing me? It is on the field. It's not on the internet. It's not taking on people online. It's not coming against churches. No, it's you doing the work of ministry on the field. So now imagine if this word man, what he does, this word man knows the Greek, knows the Hebrew, is not on the field. Did you see that? Don't you think we take more, right?
Yes, sir.
That is just it. So the work is on the field. So if you understand that God has placed his honor on the local church, you will go ahead fighting people. Fighting people. So somebody once said, okay, one of my friends once said it. He said, his ministry is to take on men, take on ministers who are not doing the work. My friend, he said, he's an apostolic call. You know, God take on people when they are preaching false doctrine. It's just to show, shine light on people who are preaching false doctrine. Okay.
What's your problem? What is your problem?
You know, you're shining light on people that are teaching false doctrine. What is your problem, bro? You'll be shining light on them. And they are on the field. You are not on the field. And you can't actually get as people and say he's not teaching the correct doctrine, not teaching sound doctrine. Let me tell you, the major thing faith is on the feet. That's the major work. Amen. This sound doctrine will be sound. Amen. You will be sound. But on the feet is where the work is. Amen. Amen. What is work is? He's only talking holiness, 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 holiness. What's your problem? What is your problem? Amen. You place honor. You respect people. You respect the gathering of believers. Not just your own local church, every local church. You don't say ill about the local church. You don't. You don't say nonsense about the local church.
Hallelujah. God has also placed his value on worship, service.
Worship and service. So he places value on it. still, you're going to respect your signs of worship.
You know, it's a very disastrous thing that you are praying, you are pressing your prayer. It's irritating. It's irritating. I'm telling you the truth. It irritates me. Me, your man.
Can you do it?
But you're going the most disgusting one is that you're not taking WhatsApp. You're not responding to a chat and you are praying. You don't form prayer. You don't respect prayer. It's sacred. You don't know the sacredness of prayer.
Can't buy your feet. Don't worry, I'll find time sometimes this year to teach about prayer again.
There are some things you need to understand. It's sacred. You are talking to God. You are in fellowship with God. And you are allowing it. You are not chatting. That phone is idol. You don't need to have an Ikenga. You know what you call Ikenga? Okay, we are in Lagos. You know what it's called Shombu? That phone at that point is Shombu. I'm not joking, no. You meant you are praying and you carry your phone and you are responding to a chat. You are checking who sent you a message now you can respond. Or go out and just quickly respond. That phone is Shombu. No. That phone is Shombu. Some people have turned their phone to a Madoha. I'm not talking about it. It irritates me. But I'm going to teach about it. Then I'll be pouncing on people.
How can you be praying? And then you are responding to a chat.
Well, rather than teaching you now, I'm quickly checking my phone, just responding to one chat. How far guy, how far? Are they touching? Are they touching? Shombu. You are telling Shombu.
You know when you are praying to Ifa, that's what you are doing.
Amen? The pastor is not like that now. Pastor, you know we the Gen Z.
Not the Gen Z.
We just know how to multitask. In prayer, you are multitasking. Sure, we are alright. In prayer.
Amen.
So therefore, how I treat one word of honor is very vital. Amen. It's very vital. So, what does it mean to dishonor? Dishonor means not to respect. That's the opposite. To treat as nothing. To despise. In the Hebrew sense of despise, Paul would say, do not forsake the gatherings of believers. Is that don't dishonor it. Don't forsake it. So when I'm not in a gathering of believers, I'm dishonoring. There's also be around for prayer and you're not there. You are dishonoring. There's also be around for teaching me and you're not there. You are dishonoring. It's dishonor to the God. Amen. You are dishonor to the God.
Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, quick, let's get to 1 Thessalonians 4. I want to show you something. It's quite a lengthy reading. 1 Thessalonians 4. Let's see this. Let's see. Are we there? Say, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, to exalt you by the Lord Jesus, that ye, as ye receive us, as ye receive of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. And every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and what? Honor. Did you see that? This is the vessel in sanctification and honor. Watch this. Not in the lust of... Please leave that amen. Even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. I'm talking about how you uphold your what? Bodies, your members, right? In what?
it will pursue instant division and horror. So you will not defraud your brother in any matter. Oh, what we can say is, because that the Lord is the avenger of such, and we also have forewarned you and testified. 7. For God has not called us into uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man. Watch it. But God, who has given unto us his Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He that despiseth. What is this person despising here? Hallelujah. That is, he that dishonors, despiseth his brother. Did you see that? Doesn't honor his brother. Watch verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. You see that? Verses 10. Let's see verse 10. It says, and indeed, ye do it towards all brethren, which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more in brotherly love. You see that? More and more. So, when you despise, I want to put it this way. When you despise what God has placed his honor on, right? You're not despising that thing. You're despising God. So when you dishonor what God has placed his honor on, you are not dishonoring that thing. You have to see for that answer. You are dishonoring God himself. So when you dishonor the local church, when you say things ill about the local church, when you say things ill about brethren, when you say things ill about the leadership of the local church, any local church that God has placed, you are saying, you are dishonoring God himself. So I say this, see, believers mustn't get quick to passing. I heard this from Pastor Shemi last week, and I also heard it again from him yesterday. He said, believers mustn't be quick to passing judgment. Well, especially on pastors. You know, we can easily just nail pastors in this part of the world. Because social media is free to talk. Just nail him. I said something to us last week. Shall I say it to us last week about Synagogue Church of One Nations, right? Was it last week Thursday? I said it to you that the target is not on the church, right? That is to us. The target is not on the church, but on who? That is not on the church, Synagogue Church of One Nations, but to who? To who? Pastors and local church. That you should not believe in pastors, right? Supernatural, right? Exactly what I said to you. Pastor Shelby said it to us yesterday. On Thursday evening, he said it to us like that. And I was like, isn't that what I was telling you? He said it exactly. He said that target is not there. How do you think you'll recover as somebody who is dead? Think it now. And you are not putting your mouth. Believers are not adding your mouth. Is that not how you people, you pastors too, your pastor people too used to it? I don't believe I said it because, and I said, this is where they are going. It's not about somebody that is dead. Do you know what you are following me? Prophet. Amen. Amen. So be wise. Even if you have your reservation about the man, just be quiet. But many times, those things in the media, those information in the media, I'm getting the information now, those information in the media is not targeted at the media, it's targeted at on God's work in here. He was wise. Before you just quickly jump, say that pastor, have you been suspected? Can't you keep quiet? Should we carry you for slave trade so that they can put padlock on your mouth? Can you be quiet? Don't say you are saying on slave trade, don't forget your mouth. At least it will be quiet for a while. You'll be drinking pap from there. He'll give you water from there. It's not a joke. That's how they do it. Amen. So we said, right? In keeping our honor work, right? We said in keeping our honor work, we should be aware of information, right? That's where we stop, right? We want information. The mind information you let in. Was that what we said? mind the information you let in.
There was that information influences you.
Information influences you, both negative and positive.
It will influence you.
And it will influence how you see people.
See, the mind information you are getting about people.
Did we say that? Did we say that? Right? And we saw that from the Proverbs. Proverbs 4:23.
He said, guard your heart with all vision, for out of it are the issues that govern life.
Guard your heart. We're only diligent, so out of it are the issues that govern life.
Amen.
Issues that govern life.
So you mount a guard over your heart. Mount a what?
Mount a guard over your heart. Mount it.
It's vital.
Mount a guard over your heart.
Because you must know the information you let in
or not to let in. You must know it.
You must know it.
And one of our teachings on inward witness, we said the mind is garbage in, garbage out.
They know that means there's no what defines the mind, no more coming. That's not much closer. It's garbage in, garbage out. That's of the abundance of the heart.
What happens? The mouth speaks.
So mind is, mind what you take in. Mind what you take in.
Hallelujah.
Mind what you take in. Mind what you store in your mind.
Hallelujah. Because you know what? It will form what you walk with. So you guard your heart.
The reason you should let in is God's word. Easily. God's word should enter easily. For any other thing, guard your heart.
Guard your heart with the information you hear about people. Guard your heart with the gift. See, naturally, look up everybody. Naturally,
human beings. Watch me. Look up.
Naturally, human beings like this. Who doesn't like this? Who doesn't like this? Let me start giving you this now. Tell me you will work out. Human beings naturally want this.
So they say, no, I don't like busybody.
This is sweet. But you know what? Now, but having gift, listen, is not a Christian call.
Well, you know, people can easily just listen to the way you put a little gift on honor. We say, very short. Nice gift. It looks like teaching a little gist on honor. It looks like what is this thing that it looks like skip is short, very short. And then open it up for 2 hours.
I thought it's a little gist.
This is this. I give it on God to
her.
But this is long gist.
But little gist. It should be very simple. Well, I'm making it simple.
Yeah, I'm now in this room to run. Right? But don't talk about gist.
You now should, as a believer, because this that the world gives, listen, is the world culture to give this.
I can just go and say,
Sister Bolito, Bola Tito Wan, let me give you this now. Let me see.
If somebody comes up here and says,
Kenneth, how about I give one friend this? Because I need Sister Dad. Please.
You hear this, you want to do some ages.
Natural. But it's not godly. So that means you must first of all start getting wary of this.
You must check it out. This about what?
So I want to give you this. About what? About Ada. What about Ada? What is this about? Concerning
Ziggler. But you need to say, I don't want to.
Amen? Hello. You understand? I have never, listen, carried anybody's matter in thought and give it as a gift at home. How? How do my own? You should not naturally know how to build that kind of mindset, not to want to hear this about anybody. Why is that not even born again? Amen. How do you feel about the landlord? How let me tell you this gift, you like it. Because your landlord offended you, and says, please, stay there, I want you here. She fall like this. No. Amen. That is, this is the simple form of gossip, busybody, I mean, but Olufoni food that are from radio that batch. Yes, ma'am. Go away, ma'am. So, don't this. So, what if I'm placing my hand and not giving Jesus? No, that is for instance, in the salon that this flash. Yeah, start going to salon earphone. Start going to salon what? Earphone, earpiece. What's that? Cover your ear. If you can't tell them to shut up, cover your ear. Because you can't tell them to shut up. It's their space. Cover your ear. Listen to healing street. It's not joke. It's working everywhere. I'll tell you Pastor Kobe that Pastor Wisdom has gone blue about that.
Hallelujah.
So, build that weariness for Jesus. Build it. Just get weary. Be mindful of information. Okay, hear me. Be mindful of information. I told you guys, I don't even watch a movie. So, this one thing, this is on Netflix. And me, I'm trained to. I rather go back here. I rather watch that movie. Let me tell you what I watch. I watch Home Alone. 1992 movie. I watch it every time when I was small. I watch it again. That's why I need to sit down and watch nonsense about pastor that got involved with the prostitutes. I just saw, it was a good title, I can't remember the title. I don't remember the title of movies I watched. They say, it's unlike me. I learned that from Pastor Shev. Let me look at the summary of the movie. Sometimes I don't see the summary on it. I will check my phone for the summary. Ah, I do that a lot. I don't go to any other place that rotten tomatoes. I think I don't do rotten tomatoes. That is where I read my book. Good rotten tomatoes. Some people are shouting, Merry men. One, two, three. That was not good. When I went to rotten tomatoes, I thought I was rated 2/10. I said, no, I'm not using my phone. So, I said, pastor. Ah! I don't know what you do. Let's not watch Arsenal match. Let's watch Arsenal match. You watch Arsenal match when you just let not be canal. Let's just it's canality, but let's just stay a bit around canality. You know, even God didn't chase away darkness. That is Arsenal. See darkness in the world. So let's just stay around the world. Don't go deep in darkness. I'm not the pastor. I don't know you guys. There are some comedy that I like. Eh? The people that I heard one about comedy with church was Pastor Chris. The day I heard it, I saw it. Aboki was crying. Don't let Aboki, his man Aboki cry. Remember? Yeah, ask him now. He knows I like Aboki for cry. Right. All I see that you always talk about church. So that the body will do, yeah, listen to it, never be in you too. I don't want to. I don't want to. You must mind the information you get. Hallelujah. Mind it. Mind the information you get. You'll be
blessed. Let me tell you something. Look at Jesus.
Hey, Marxists were here last week.
Marxists are responsible. But Jesus said, a prophet is born without honor even in his own town.
Watch what they did. Look at Marxists. This is not Marxists. He says, and he went from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many of them hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man this faith, and the wisdom in which is given him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the Jesus, that they knew too much? They had too much gist. Jesus, that they had too much gist about in the natural. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That's too much Jesus. And I said it many times. When you see people walk in dishonor towards a man, they want honor. Watch it. They have something. They have something in dishonor. Everybody just, you know, a whole city just went together in dishonor. So what that spread a propaganda. When you see a minister who is honored before, now is not being dishonored. Somebody has said something.
And people are hating. And they're honoring, but now what is wrong?
So people even judge you without even knowing. That has happened to me. Even if they judge me by your mind, I'm like, ah, oh, sorry, are you the pastor's manager? Yes, ah. For your mother arrogant, as they said now. I'm not arrogant. Man. Da. Through a thing you are very rude. You are not now. Did you see? Did you see? People are like that, naturally. And the first time I reported that thing, my job is someone that maybe you see me and where I'm working. Because then I like to bounce. I used to say that I'm the king's kid. My father owns the world. So I bounce. So people naturally don't like your God.
Wow,
let
me know
mine. Yeah. Did you get it? Yeah. Well,
not
that way.
I did that.
So people who and only God knows the thing she has gone to see what she has never witnessed. How people like that? And people just start walking in this one of those. Okay, follow you. So mind the emotion. There are people you don't like, not because you see them, but because what you hear about them. And you've not met them, and you judge them in your heart. This is wrong. Some people are like that too. You don't have anybody, you have judged them. You've never met them before. You know what I'm saying?
You're like a beast in there. Some people might have received different gist.
Even when this is not born again, and it doesn't start, it now comes to AFMS. You know, if this has run in school, this one, level prepared. Ah, but why even Satan will see him at all? So it now comes to the Bible. I said, praise the Lord.
I'm Dixon Obuna from 2009.
Say, ah! Yeah! Yeah,
what is it? I'm here to share God's word with you. Say, ah.
But they say you are close to the devil. In fact, you are the right hand man of the devil. You are the ADC of the devil.
You will pass judgment without seeing.
Human beings can be like that, but you don't be like that. Okay, so you have to mind the information you get. Stop this in its tracks. Stop this before it gets to you. Amen. Amen. Mind what you hear about people.
See, how is my brother like this?
Don't be that man that receives all information. You are just that dumpy ground for information. Don't be that man that receives all information. See the information you want to hear. See it.
Amen. Amen.
You see the information. Glory to God. Many times, information is gotten by experience. I'm going to explain that. Many times, we'll get info because we are now familiar. Experience. Now, there are information people give to you. Right? But they are experiential information.
also. You can get experiential evangelism because you are not close to this person. You just got to know one or two things. Now, you have to be very careful.
Amen. Because of your experience with someone or something, you now have some info about that person or that thing. And because of those things, you now know. You are not walking in dishonor. Ah! He walked.
Ah!
He has gone.
Amen.
You can't afford to allow experiential information make you dishonor. Some people, they always think Pastor Wilson, ah, man of God. Zoe can buy a paper. Zoe, ah, man of God. They now got close to him. Now discover that Pastor Wilson now, for example, I'm not saying Pastor Wilson is not Pastor Wilson. Suffering from ulcer. He's taking omeprazole. Somebody who does not know here, ah, ah, the high and mighty Pastor Wilson. You know, you don't know before, but you don't know by experience. By I'm just giving, and you just don't got offended. Because I don't know.
But let me lay hands on you. Let's go and lay
hands. What is that? What is that? You are not just stupid. Eh? Eh? You are not just stupid. You are foolish. You know there are two different things.
Amen.
Amen. You don't see that something you don't do. Because it's you. He's human.
Amen.
He will force you and take God and trust the power of God and receive it right.
Amen.
You understand? Just like Jesus, they knew some things by experience because he was in their home, because he was a homeboy. They know him. Homegrown. He came back home. Like that day for December.
Amen.
When did this thing just leave Lagos, leave Bayelsa for Lagos? You now called carrying by, eh?
Did he come here? Pastor Maguire?
Yeah, he had get offended.
Carry, why are you preaching? Why lay here? You want me to see?
But I lay here, man, see that.
Experiential.
You see that? Amen. I've gone to meet someone before. Someone said, I knew when you were wearing, I knew I had a tie you now. For telling me. For telling me. And I was divided.
They knew when I went.
They were tying in knack piece. So what do you want me to do now? I should lay here.
You know what is nothing? Nothing is the good one.
Pampas before Pampas came. You wear nothing through pieces. You don't want to wash when all your nothing has been washed. You now put on top of pieces. No pieces. Wrapper that has been torn into shape to fit your bum bum. For the time being where your nothing is not dry.
I'm just saying me. Ah!
That thing beat me.
I'm getting my myself on nothing.
People are funny. You know that thing can affect that person, that person's receiving.
Yes, sir.
On a normal day.
Yes, sir.
You know that you with peace on my body when it's small.
You know what I'm telling you? Unnecessary thing.
We must always be like Mary. I said that. Mary, for one, has more experiential knowledge about Jesus. But yes, she didn't allow that. She didn't allow it come in the way of our worship of God.
She didn't allow it. She knew
your
Jesus. I mean, she
knew Jesus is God. She didn't allow it. In fact, she was now found with his disciples to make him know that she believed.
Hallelujah. All along that Jesus is God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they are not familiar.
Do not dishonor because your closeness to
no, not just pastors, also fellow brethren. You know that doesn't happen to brethren, but most times we need to downplay
that to the brethren. And that is wrong. Amen. We don't downplay it. It's wrong. But to brethren, that's from brethren that you are from our past. You expect woman of God. You now got fruits. You now need some things. They are short for. Because they are afraid. See, take it from your head. The men are afraid. They will make mistakes. So you must be ready to accommodate man's mistake. What are you hearing? If not, we can't be in church. The mistake some of us are me myself admit that your pastor has made mistakes. Even among us. And just some people don't be in church. What is it? Who made mistakes? But the moment under, hey, how can pastor make mistake? No now. What kind of pastor now? See. We all make mistakes. So we must not to force admit it. That we are doing it. You understand? And we are bound to make mistakes. We are afraid. Amen. See, admit it. Give those things we are perfection, working in the perfection of God. Into more perfection and greater perfection. See, we are not perfect. The only perfect one is Jesus. What are you doing? Amen?
Daremo, how are you?
Okay. Where's your writing material? Amen? Amen? You know the joke? We want to give it back. Then go close to it. For your brother.
Let me tell you something that
it's funny. One time like that, yes, that I was now going out to do a follow up with the sister.
Just
don't
matter. So, the sister wanted to get me into this.
Eh? So that I would not come and do follow up with that thing. So one day I was there. Then I did like that. Now, coughed out. The muko is not out. Oh, boy! Fine, sister! I now speak. I got to the city by prayer. Can't take me. We die here.
Why you show that word? The next day I say, you have no friends in front of
me. I will show that word. She won't fart it. I knew the trick. My friend, the first time I told my friend the first one, my friend has said, see, what I should do more. But just be with them vegan. That you're not going to give up. Fuck it. I mean, it is smell, eh? I was not looking at that, I was not smelling. I said, God, Jesus. Ah! I'm going to say, we're not fuck it! You are doing discipleship, your example is wrong. These are the facts. Your God. So your God, can your God to go?
What will you do? Why do you not get close to
a leader? Oh, no, you do that. A fellow believer. This is a fellow believer. Now God, you know, just get close together. Okay. One day, you are not in, for example, the believer. Are you believer? Now you start to talk.
I don't
want
to say,
ask
him, I don't
want
to
make
me,
I don't want to make me. What glory to come out of that? When you visited a fellow brother in a self-contained, a fellow brother like you, a self-contained, no room and power, or self-contained, no self-contained, you don't have room, just the bed. Just bed. And then, he now came out from the cell, he said, that's me, that's me. I am now offended. When was that to his soul, I said, God, I'm going home. Oh, you want glory to come out like that. Because of that, he now changed his name from Bro Ike to Ike Chu. Ike Chu. So the bro, all along, is because you've not seen him in the natural. Stop it. Now we went to visit a fellow brother in church. Now I said, brother, I'm going to pass the night. Now I said, the brother used to snore. And you don't like snoring.
Oh God, which kind of line did I call it?
The next day, there goes the bro. Femi used to know you and say, Femo, Femo Lama. Femo Lama. He choba. He choba. What happened to the bro Femi? No, pastor, it's not my guy. It's not true, it's his honor. It's his honor. Amen. They don't know, they just don't want to admit it's his honor. Amen.
What's the name you see people? And then fellow brethren, stop them. Just be cautious. Just have cautious. When you're around fellow believers, postpone for me so brothers can afford. How does this start? Can afford. Why are you from?
Did you?
Amen. But be you, don't mean you will not like us. Now be passing a prayer, I will chase you. I will beat you. I for one. I don't want to be passing a I don't want. To be passing a prayer. That was my secret. But I will never pass a prayer. I will stand up and leave. Ah, I don't want people to please be chatting with me. So we will have a partner name because you have to tell chat with me. Even to my dad.
I told my dad that don't do it. I don't like it.
So, most of my dad, Mark is here, and then he comes home and do my thing. I'm still also, even my dad, stop putting that in there. I will not disrespect you. You should know that to me is respect. Don't disrespect you by putting any, so don't try.
Anybody knows me, brother. Maybe because that is that experience.
What that is to say. But I started saying that. I started saying it because I was sitting on top of her. It was smelling. I said, God, hey,
so for the sake of the gospel, Lord.
Let's go teach you.
Go see some things, eh? But one of ministry, we have to laugh. Yeah.
Let's see a few things as we go.
So sometimes also familiarity will make you get into to know some information, familiarity. Because you are close, experiential knowledge, not making you know maybe
some personal things that person do. It doesn't now mean you should now walk in this honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Especially those of your household that put here. Those of your household, which is those in church. Eh? Those of your household. Also, those of your household who are siblings.
You mustn't change how you see them.
Amen. You mustn't change how you see them. I have something here. This will interest some people. Now, for many to also know,
look at what I was saying.
I said, you must not fall into the familiarity trap. Don't fall into the familiarity trap. Familiarity trap doesn't mean it's sick. And I'm not saying it's wrong for you to get close to fellow believers or fellow people, no. But familiarity trap means when you get familiar and that familiarity now makes you to dishonor. That's the familiarity trap. Do you understand? That's what I call familiarity trap. Not some people now say, I don't want to get close to the pastor, I don't want to get close to this brother, because I don't want to bother you for familiarity. No. If you are scared of that, then that means you have a problem with your honor. Amen? It shows that you are not convinced about your honor. You must get close to believers. Amen? Who do you want to get close to? People of the world. You must have to get close to believers. And yes, not fall into familiarity trap. Okay, get close to believer, but don't fall into familiarity trap. Don't fall into it. That means that I must see you the same way I saw you before I got close to you. I mustn't change the narrative because I'm close to you. I said, especially those of siblings and household, you mustn't change that.
Now, how you see them as faith? Why? Because he too sent you.
Sorry, God has too sent you. So now he has to. Till you have said no, continue calling him from
Fendi. Hey, man. You have said no, you are not calling him Fendi. Because he too sent you. Say, no, how can he? That brother, he could see him like this. He has too sent you. He sent me John. How can he just look at some food?
You
mustn't change the
life. He has sent me. He has gone to
see. Now he's still a brother. Call him brother.
Because
one pastor, now not us, because we will have the mortality before you get into the relationship. The only you get into this trap when you don't blow the mortality.
One pastor, somebody, now approach you. And then, the Lord spoke to me.
And you are in a relationship with Femi. Femi is in trouble tonight.
So, one pastor for somebody now approached you. Pastor just to look in high and see that the Lord told him.
No.
The Lord told him that you are his betrothed. There's no God.
I'm already betrothed to Femi. Because of that, how can you lie for God?
God should know that. Because of that, you no longer call it pastor.
No, you mustn't.
Yeah, that's because they lose. Because you're not in a relationship with them. Some people, because you're not in a relationship with them, you no longer honor them. No.
Some people, because you're not married to them, now you're married to a pastor. I'm not saying you should go home and be calling your husband pastor.
Most of you here Pastor Joy. You don't know anybody that I call Pastor Joy.
That
is honor work. Honor work.
But when you guys leave, I call a day.
Because you go back.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
A pastor once said his wife. Look at this, and I called him at home. And then, pastor, who is your pastor? At home, who is your pastor? No, I'm not your pastor at home. I'm your husband.
So, pastor will not be remembered. It's communication.
Pastor will not be remembered.
Sexual immorality.
Who's your pastor?
I'm your husband.
Kuba Adama.
Amen. But I was telling you, when he didn't call her pastor Joe, he's home. She will not be at home and she will not be telling me, yes, sir, for what? Call me yes, sir. I'm in position. I'm a man too. As I always said, you dance fast.
But what has happened to Obi?
Pastor Joy is here and he calls Obi, maybe I'm in the room. Muna Chi or Mitchell will come and meet me. They are deep moments calling.
He did not call your daddy, he will say Obi. You know who is Obi?
I say B. Because when Muna Chi was not calling his mother Chi.
So one day she now did a division and said, Mommy is daddy baby. Muna is daddy baby. I say, yeah. But that does not mean I will not dishonor when it's time to switch. Amen.
And cheating will not be
dishonor. Amen. She comes late, she stays out in church. And I walk in.
She will not say, oh, come and carry me. I'm so happy.
But I'm sure you come with me, I think we'll be in the church. Have your pastor here. Go home, we are with you. Anyway.
Hey, understand that. And his life will be fine.
Let's run this up. So I didn't see get to this second part. I was trying to get your support there. I'm not in this one. So you are in error, you are unwise, you are foolish when your honor changes. When your honor changes, you are foolish. You are unwise, you are in error. Your honor must always stand. I must see them the way I used to see them before I got close to them. You must always see them the way you used to see them. They see, I wrote here, see, there is no perfect man. God uses men in their frame. Amen. God uses men with their shortfall. They have shortfall. Amen. God will still use them. Didn't God use Moses? He used Moses. Moses still went against, he said something. He gave a law that they shouldn't marry out from outside. He went to marry from outside. There are two people who think that they used to receive small stones to twinkle, twinkle, little star bishop. And then they're talking. Do you do that? Amen. And God now said, what is your own? What is your own? Who are you? Yes, you are that. What is your own business? Because they are family and they think we can put rot in this matter. This is a man. Who are you? I heard that thing first from I heard it first from Bohegan. When he said, the Lord told him once, I said, why are you to judge another man's Sabbath? Like, who are you? Are you the one that sent me? You understand? Who are you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God used them. In their faith. Look at the men God has been using from Genesis. They're not represent perfect men. Abraham followed his wife and he married his housemate. Slept with his housemate. He didn't marry her. Sleep with the housemate. It was the wife that handed over the house. Go sleep with her. When you sleep. When the wife got angry, God said, allow her to go. Oh yeah. Come on, be good. Abraham. Because when he went to rescue Lot from the child, he went there and was not giving speech. Like Zeke of Africa. Ah. Lot needs independence. And when he talks about independence, yeah, he is king. God see. That is the man I will use. Who are you? David. Killed somebody, married his wife. He killed somebody to Kolodi wife. God see. So God uses men in their imperfections. He's not saying you should go and remain imperfect. Did you see that? Amen. But he uses imperfect men. Men. Hallelujah. Men that are straight. So don't be a 50-100% perfect man. Even if your pastor and your leader should try to walk in the perfection of God. Right? Even if we must strive for perfection, the Bible tells us that, right? To be perfect, to stand, but see, you are afraid. Okay, you are afraid. So you will have shortfall. Don't be scared, see. I want to tell you, I'm your pastor. Don't be scared of making mistakes. Make mistakes, I'm here. Amen. If you want to kill me, I'm not going to kill you. But don't be scared. And I'm not telling you go and live a useless life. I'm not telling you, you know, in your walk with God, you know what I mean by don't be scared of making mistakes. Not that you go and be living careless life, you go and be misbehaving. Me, I'll flog you publicly inside. I will kill you well. That me.
maybe ask Kobe. Kobe has seen that part small, but not
disciplinary part of that, like he made the movie. But
he has seen me in that mood sometimes, right? In that mood. And Mustafa will say, Pastor, you have changed. He said, is it the way Kobe is asking? Let me from you. Tell me.
You guys are saying Kobe.
They are young Benja.
I am Benja Minister.
International Ministry of all
things. Let me from you. It's a more better. You guys have sent some people home for short. They came and sent them. Go ahead and come white material.
Again, those two people that were remaining.
They all better they went home. You must come back to people that went home. But you must come back. That's the funny thing. If you don't come back, you're in trouble.
But today, every Monday, they shut some people out and they came to Google School.
Ah! I was just laughing at you. I was just thinking about that those years. Went home. That what happened? And you slept well.
You won't sleep well.
Me?
You won't sleep well.
You will be dreaming the dream of me disciplining you.
What a joke. Ah, you will come back. Your, even the iron bending is weak iron. It's not. Where he will tell you, or will post it on the floor, say you just still dry and you're not back. I used to love pastors for 4 minutes. The one that I love pastor, even Pastor Tony came and stand outside. And I thought that I was done teaching before they came. I guess I didn't allow people coming after me. Yeah.
Because if you hear the word standing, see the word of God.
Amen. But I'm telling you, don't be. You see, most times when you are sick, you are trying to be 100%, that's what I mean, 100% perfect.
You make more mistakes. For no way to make mistakes like that. Let's go to the one that I made a mistake.
Right?
I will correct you. Sometimes my people will run. I'm about teaching you guys about your run and your staff. Your run and your staff. Like you understand what is your run and staff.
It will make you cry sometimes, but you will
find. Hallelujah. You will find. It's the decision I've prepared now.
Your run and your staff. Don't worry. It will be painful, but it says it comforts you.
It will comfort you. You will be fine.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So, look at Samuel and Eli. Eli was not a perfect pastor. His children were wayward. Children were sleeping with people in church.
He was a record in Israel. And his children, but you know what? Samuel did not disrespect Eli.
He was working in his home. And the Lord spoke to him in Eli's, and Eli said, go and say, the Lord, the other man,
you that you cannot even correct your children.
Right?
He's a common man.
Even if he knew, that guy has no favor with God. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. I'll show you something about Eli. Shortly, we come again. That was it, there was no open vision. Don't worry, we look at that sovereignty.
Amen. So, in the midst of that,
before that thing, 1 Samuel 1 is where I'll close. Then we'll take it up from here next week. I'm going to take the second thing, was the watch food.
I said, information, I'm going to give us just the second one. Then we'll look at that.
We'll look at that on Thursday. Amen. In 1 Samuel 1, I'll just read that through for us.
From verse 13 to 18. Eli encountered Samuel's mother.
Eli and Anna. Now, Eli missed what Anna was praying, and Eli said she was drunk. No, Eli missed it. Eli made a mistake. This is that. Anna did not, watch it. Anna did not say, ah.
Oh,
Pastor Tijabo. Yeah, man. You know, you can just easily go online. Ah! Church today. Pastor Tijabo. But you know what? She knew the pastor was wrong. With that judgment. Right? So what did she say?
Yes,
that is
not
wrong.
Somebody
pointed
out my heart.
Somebody pointed out my heart, Lord. What's verse 17? First Samuel 1. Are you there? Still verse 17. Because Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Lord of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Watch it. That is being strong. Now, watch it. She chose to honor. Even in the face of what? She was seeing dishonor everywhere. That she would have just chosen dishonor, to dishonor the man of God, and say, Reverend, zero man. Zero man. I was praying. I said, you have the Spirit of God. What kind of Spirit of God do you have? I cannot know. I'm pointing out my heart to God. Zero man. You know, she could just do that and just walk out. But no, she didn't. She chose to honor. So, honor is a choice. Anytime you see people walking in dishonor, it was because they did not choose the honor path. Whenever there is this honor shining everywhere, there is a choice for honor. Honor is a choice. It's one, a culture, a virtue, or is a culture and a virtue you must choose. It's a choice. So when people say there was no other option than to just do what I did, it's a lie. Honor is always a choice. Honor is always a choice. To respect is always a choice. To walk in love is always a choice. Amen? To esteem high is a choice. You know what I'm saying? It didn't leave you no other option. Come on. Keep sure. You chose that one. Because you too, you walk in dishonor. Can you say that? They didn't give me any choice. Because of dishonor. Because of dishonor. I don't have the dishonor. It's a lie. Liar. There is dishonor. You are a dishonorable person. Stop it. Amen. You must always do. So don't be always quick to talk many times. Don't be always quick to do things because that is what is portraying everywhere. Hold on. Choose honor. Honor sometimes might be just keep quiet and say nothing. Amen. Just keep quiet and say nothing. Don't join the gist. Just keep quiet. He says your friend and you are back. See, that is a virtue in the world. If somebody is your friend and you are going to the person's back to backbite the person, you are a demon. Even Satan is afraid of you. Even Satan does not take this person's gist and give to another person. You. Your friend. Somebody you call your friend. Satan does not do it to demons that I say. You. You are more than Brutus. Brutus stabbed his friend at the back. You are more than Brutus. Not Brutus. Brutus. You are more than Brutus. Ah! Your friend! You say he's your friend. You now go to the sun and you'll be shining your teeth. That is what the world teach. It can never be like that. See, I'm telling you the truth. Even in the corporate world, that people are doing it in your office. Don't join them. You know why? Because we're a child of God. We'll not be backbiting people. God forbid. And they will call my name and backbite certain persons back. If I can't say it to your phone, I can't say it anywhere. Come on! Don't be like the world! Don't be like them! And I said, hey, let me even tell you what this person said yesterday. Are you mad? You don't know who son you are. You're the son of God. You're not behaving like a shoe. Demons. Come on now. Don't do it. Who are you hearing it? None of you are working and going to work and already working in corporate organizations where this thing is the order of the day. They call it office politics. Don't join in that kind of bad habit. Where people want to kill people and go on be smiling in front of you. Or they will go at your back, yap you, spoil your day, now and say, you know, I recommended you. Somebody did that to me. Then I recommended you. Do you know that I heard him warning somebody concerning you? Say, huh? I did it. I went to me and I said, thank you. Even then, I thought I said, thank you, sir. God bless you. He didn't know that I had the information direct from his mouth. And he fought against me. You know that kind of thing. I say it always to people who are my friends in the office. I say I even need people are backbiting me. It doesn't get to me. They can't backbite me, my friend. I take you who and sleep. If you tell me anything, make sure I'm the only one you are telling, you know. Always keep that disclaimer. Make sure. If you want me to have a bed, I cannot guarantee that to go up on me.
You mean, I can keep
things
for
years.
Just
to
something that happened years back and you said to talk about.
Can't keep it. Forget it. Don't sleep. I'll keep it for you.
Yeah, but
when I say I'll keep it for you,
I'll even forget it. Maybe after years, something like that. I'll follow something like this. So that I don't even
remember the food in it. Don't sleep. I'm not even carrying the 10th Pavilion Church for Hala finish. I'm not be carrying you. I want me to die before my time. I'm not finished solving issues in church. I'm not be solving somebody that is not in church. Nonsense. Amen. So, one more is in church. I had an opportunity one time, I'll close with this story. I had an opportunity one time to nail my boss. To nail my boss. We are having a strategy meeting. I'll say that I'm clean. Not in this place I'm working. To nail my boss. She was already on the hot seat, ready to be sacked. So what they needed was for me to give a back. Every other person they called have invalidated that from the same place where we work. Different branch managers are those.
She's our regional manager. Regional. So we finish that.
She doesn't work with us. They don't even. Nonsense. You people are even saying you guys didn't target. You guys, your figures are bad. Let's even talk with the person that had a good figure, smart. And you know the point is, I was next to her. So if anything happens to her,
I rise.
But the way you did it. Scan the Lord. Scan the Lord. How can you put the Lord there? There's a far. Can you tell us? I looked at her. She was at my side. She was sweet. I knew she knew she was going home. I know that. No, she knew that was her last day. And the animal said, tell me! Why is your territory failing and you alone are passing? Getting the result for every other person. Tell me because that says that called her name, I'm going to take you off. You know, take you off so I can get it. I will work with different things, but this is the best course I'm working with. Everybody so. I said, you want to set me up against my boss. Ah! Even if she's not nice to me, you can never meet. When I've learned it from my pastor, they ask him to deny his friends so that they can give him access. They say, you and your access perish.
Yeah, I want to deny my friends.
I know the point is, he and his friends fought.
Now they say that fault. They were not in good terms. So another donor, just deny him publicly, and then we'll give you big assets. We'll go into the nations.
Father, they say, keep your assets. Please, I will not deny my friend to get here.
That one didn't know that they fought. I won't deny my friend to get here. Don't worry, hold it. Those nations are okay there. And years down the line, about 20 years, those nations is going there. Please, chop your assets.
And then the best boss I've ever worked with. And they know the problem, sir. And yeah, I'll be here. The problem is that these other people are not working with her.
The reason why I'm putting this together is because I worked closely with her. I ran my transactions to her. I made sure she gives that collector advice. The way she asked me to work is why I work. And that's why I'm putting the positive people. Master take clap. Everybody take clap.
Never knew for myself. After that day, after that meeting, everybody came to me now telling me they never knew I was that intelligent. So it might have been a trap to know whether I knew that. I don't know whether it was a trap or not.
But you know what? After that meeting, that lady the next day, she bought me a thing. Bought me food.
She said, I never believed that. That didn't depend on me, but that was me. Let's say that I said the truth. She now got, she wasn't that close to me, she now got very close to me. Very close.
That, and you must work with people who've got your back.
Say no.
See tomorrow. Say to all my friends, even in the office, even in church. I would never, me.
Okay. In my branch, I fight my guys that are under me.
In Moko, fight them. Go ever bring kind of transaction. But you know that transaction I warned you never to ever bring. When I go to the head office, that's the transaction I always go and make mouth.
Yeah! You must do it.
Me. Oh, watch it. But that transaction, you must walk. I tell them, see, when I fight you, it's when you are now foolish, you don't go and be telling me I'm fighting you in the branch. You don't have sense.
And this was somebody last week. They don't have sense.
Because that's the generation you think I'm fighting, that generation go and ask the MD, have discussed it with him. So what are you coming to? What are you going to do like somebody that does not have sense? Abalada like you. Old man.
That's
true. I will never slight people that are close to me.
Why do I want to slight you?
That I can get glory. God forbid. I will never do that to you. I will never do that to my friends. I will never do that to my friends.
You are troubled just my member. You are not just my disciples, but also my friends. I
will never do that to you. Amen. And make sure you too don't do that to your friends. Put in a circular word. Anybody you call be chosen as your friend. Take note. Those anybody you have chosen, even people that are not your friends, is not the culture of the world, not the culture of scriptures. Learn something?
Let's thank the Lord.